Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Sudbury senior charged in historical sexual assault allegations. Greater Sudbury police have charged an 84-year-old Sudbury man with sexual assault in connection with alleged incidents that took place in 1989. Ronald Topazzini is charged with sexual assault and sexual exploitation. The alleged sexual assault involved a person under the age of 16, said police. No further details will be released in order to protect the identity of the survivor. Topazzini was arrested May 5 and has been released on an undertaking. His next court date is July 13. Police said they received a complaint in January this year. Based on the investigation, there are concerns there may be other survivors, say Greater Sudbury Police. If you have any information related to this incident or this individual, you are asked to contact Det. Const. Duchesne at 705-675-9171, ext. 2301. Rocca Circelli in the fact-finding stage of her mayoral campaign, still months away from the October 24 municipal election. Mayoral candidate Miranda Rocca Circelli said she's in the midst of the fact-finding phase of her campaign. This applies to sharing opinions on such matters as the Kingsway Entertainment District, a proposed municipal arena, event center she is currently researching and seeking to better understand where various stakeholders are coming from in their opinions. This, she said, is in keeping with her leadership style, which doesn't lend itself to shooting from the hip. For me, it's about being consistent, she told Sudbury.com this week. It's always important to do my due diligence and my due process. As mayor, she said that she would meet with all of her colleagues on city council to build connections and make sure everyone has a voice around council chambers. Read the full story here. Former municipal councillor Andre Rivest has died. Former city councillor Andre Rivest has died. Rivest represented the residents of Ward 6 for 18 years. He died May 10 at the age of 55. Among his achievements during his 17 years as a municipal councillor are introducing the Barry Down extension into the official plan, the creation of a skate park at the Lions Club location in Hanmer, as well as having a weight room at the Howard Armstrong Center. A private family graveside gathering will be held. In lieu of flowers, donations to a charity of choice is appreciated. He is survived by his wife, Marriott Bradley. Read the full story here. Open season on Tories at Nickel Belt Candidates event. The province's progressive conservatives were in the crosshairs again tonight, during the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce's candidates debate for the Nickel Belt riding. The platform that they put forward is not connected to reality, but you don't have a chance to hear, to see any of this because their candidates do not take part in debate, NDP candidate France Gelinas said during tonight's debate in answering a question posed by Sudbury.com. They don't want you to know that they really stand for, they don't want you to know what to expect for the next 4 years, and this is wrong. Liberal candidate Giles Prue expressed a similar disappointment. Yes, our leader is the face you see on TV and the news and newspapers, but you're voting for a person that's going to be there for you in Nickel Belt, that's going to be at your office answering the phones and trying to get help for you, and that's what I intend to do, he said. 4 more years of Ford, progressive, conservatives is exactly what you're seeing tonight. You're going to be ignored. Read the full story here. Student raises $1,300 selling pierogi for victims of Ukraine invasion in an effort to assist the victims of the ongoing war in Ukraine. Rochelle Lariviere, a grade 12 student at École Secondaire du Sacré-Cœur, Sudbury, organized an in-school sale of pierogies every Friday during the month of April. Although not of Ukrainian descent, Lariviere was touched and influenced by members of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. Having learned to master the steps of Ukrainian dances over the years, this student created strong bonds of friendship with citizens of Ukrainian origin who motivated her to want to make a difference. Through Lariviere's initiative, the Griffins from S. du Sacré-Cœur were successful in raising the sum of $1,310, which was donated to the Canadian Red Cross Ukrainian Humanitarian Crisis Fund. To support Lariviere in this student initiative, Suzanne Carr, the school's cook, volunteered to prepare this delicious Ukrainian dish. Read the full story here. Laurentian's domestic applications remain down 44%, says Pres Laurentian University President Robert Hache gave some updates regarding enrollment figures in a written statement earlier this week, saying year over year, domestic high school applications remain 44% behind last year's applications. Last year's applications were sent in before Laurentian filed for creditor protection under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, and began insolvency restructuring. The beleaguered institution, which has been dealing with the fallout from the CCAA process, announced massive program and job cuts in April 2021. Hache, however, said there is actually some positive news with respect to enrollment figures. Since the announcement of the Province of Ontario's support for Laurentian in December, our successful open house event in March, and the many efforts of our staff and faculty to respond to student interest, we have seen some positive trends in application and conferment data, stated Hache. While we still have work to do, the many efforts of our community are creating a clear and positive impact. Read the full story here. Mostly hot and sunny this weekend. Expect a mostly hot and sunny weekend, folks. Today will be sunny with a high of 29. Expect a mix of sun and cloud late this afternoon, and a 40% chance of showers with a risk of thunderstorms. The wind will be from the south at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 in the morning. The humidex today will make it feel like 31. The UV index is 8, or very high. Tonight, the skies will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 14. For Sunday, expect a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 25. Tonight, there will be cloudy periods and a low of 9.